KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
ridership on UTA is still below pre-pandemic levels, and state auditors say that unless UTA fixes speed and dependability, traffic is going to worsen. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Cobain.
Second, Youngboy, a hip-hop artist with tens of millions of streams every month, has been booked into the Cache County Jail on drug forgery and ID fraud theft charges. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have an accident downtown at South Temple and 100 East, plus a new crash in Utah County. This is northbound I-15 at 800 North in Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The unsettled weather has moved out and will keep it mainly dry all week. Temperatures a little cool, mid-40s tonight, then a high of 60 tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
57 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. No trial and no tribulation for the Secretary of Homeland Security, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The Senate trial ended before it even began, with votes to deem the two articles of impeachment sent over by the House unconstitutional. With the 51-member Democratic majority voting as a bloc, the Senate ruled that the charges did not meet the definition of high crimes and misdemeanors. Republicans fiercely objected, saying Alejandro Mayorkas lied to Congress about his efforts to enforce immigration law. But Democrats said the fight amounted to a mere policy dispute and didn't justify a trial.
Votes in the House will be held on foreign aid tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, says Speaker Mike Johnson.
To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy this fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families.
Promising to derail any attempt by a Japanese company to take over U.S. steel and calling for tripling tariffs on Chinese steel, President Biden to union steel workers in Pittsburgh.
I'm president because of you guys. I really am. And I'm proud, as was mentioned earlier, I'm proud to be the most pro-union president in American history.
Pennsylvania is an election battleground state. 4,000 Volkswagen workers in Tennessee have begun voting today on unionizing. Voting ends Friday evening. NBA's banned for life Toronto player Jonte Porter after a league investigation found he disclosed confidential info to sports bettors. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth. A Boeing whistleblower testified before a Senate committee today, an engineer who claims the Boeing 787 could break up in flight. Not what you want to hear as you're planning your summer vacation. Joining us live, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. So, Alex, what did this guy tell the committee?
Well, this is, you may remember his name from about a week ago when he started to come out publicly, and we talked about his story, and today he brought it to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Sam Salapour is his name, and he says that as a engineer at Boeing, that he has seen that the 787 Dreamliner and the 777, that pieces of the fuselage don't fit together correctly, and that Boeing manipulates that material, in the case of the Dreamliner, composite material, to make it fit together. And he says that there are tiny gaps, even when you force it together, about only twice the width of a human hair between those pieces that they force together, and that he believes over time could cause the planes to rip apart in the air. We should say Jeff Boeing denies all of this. It even slowed production of the Dreamliner a few years ago to do testing on the claim, saying it simulated 167,000 flights, found not to be an issue, has full confidence in the 787 and the 777, that this is not a real-life concern. But he today talked about conditions in the factory, saying he's even seen this to force the pieces together.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
The Tarzan effect. There are some issues with his testimony. He has not provided any evidence to back up this stuff. His attorneys said he would. He did not. They said now that they will not. The other ex-whistleblower testified today. He claimed to have documents, and now he says he lost and cannot provide anybody. So there are some issues there. Boeing denies all of it, but a lot of claims made today.
Something to consider as you head to Expedia or TripAdvisor or Booking.com to figure out summer vacation. Thanks a lot. ABC News correspondent Alex Stone joining us live now.